Welcome back to Sports Day. As we said at the top of the program, Jeff Brown, our special guest. Jeff Brown has been a highly influential member of the VFL-AFL scene for close to 40 years, significant in the transition of the VFL to the AFL, introducing new teams, rewriting rules and conditions, among many other contributions, advising clubs and individuals within the game for decades. He's always been considered a certainty to lead the commission, but he has instead turned his attention to his beloved club, the Pies, and is currently favourite to take over as president following the election on December the 16th. Tonight, Jeff Brown talks for the very first time. Welcome to you, Brownie. Great to have you on.
Thanks, Jared, and thanks, Sam. It's great to join you.
It's exciting times, no doubt, for you. You've always been a Collingwood supporter. You've always wanted to make a contribution, but up until this point in time, your contribution has been to the game itself. What made you, Jeff, turn your focus towards clubland?
Well, I've watched Collingwood obviously closely over the years, Jared, and I saw a vacuum emerge at the club after the events of earlier in the season, when Eddie left the club, left the presidency, and what followed, I think, was disappointing to me to see, firstly, some indecision about the leadership, and then eventually a choice, but no real strong leadership emerged to take the club forward, to hold the club and rebuild the club after a fairly tumultuous start. Mm. So I thought I care deeply about Collingwood. You know, I love football. I have the time now to devote to a leadership role at the club, and that's what I've decided to do.
Tell me about Jeff Brown, the president. What sort of leadership style would you invoke?
Well, leadership involves gaining the confidence of firstly the other board members, and leadership is about working as a team at board level. It's not about a president decreeing certain things from high. We need to work very closely with the administration and, of course, very closely with the football department and the players right across all the teams that are involved in Collingwood. You need to set an example. You need to be true to your word. You need to be firm in your decision-making. You need to think through the issues and make good decisions. And you need to restore confidence across all of those groups I mentioned in the club. And I think a lack of leadership breeds a lack of confidence. And I think that was apparent to me as a very significant problem for Collingwood this season.
Can we deal with the board specifically? Jody Sizer was reasonably insulting when you put your hand up. And for what it's worth, I thought unfairly so. How are you going to deal with her, and are you expecting her to stay on the board if you are elected as president?
Well, firstly, Jared, I wouldn't regard that as an insult. I've had far worse insults in my life, mm-hmm. and I'm sure you have too. But I've spoken to Jody. Comments were made in the heat of a hurried attempt to put together an extraordinary general meeting, which would have sought to replace all seven positions on the board. That was quite confronting. When I discussed the matter with Jody, she and I quickly formed the view of each other that we had the best interests of Collingwood at heart. And what you might have noticed, Jared, is that the club, the board subsequently issued a statement by all the board members welcoming my nomination and that of Barry Karp and Renee Roberts, and, of course, welcoming the re-election of Christine Holgate. So I think that's all just a bit of froth and bubble from part of a campaign that has ebbed and flowed a bit, and there's been some tense moments. But what we eventually came up with is a contest for four positions with three of the directors remaining, including Jody, Paul Lequeria, and Mark Corder. And that's a sensible evolution rather than a revolution. I think we're all much happier with that outcome.
If you're elected, do you think Mark Corder will stay on the board?
Well, Mark has said he would. I've spoken to Mark several times over, even over recent weeks. He's called me about matters to do with the club. He's a good professional, and I am. And there's no question that the financial situation of Collingwood is extremely sound. And if he wished to stay on for however long, then that would be a matter for him. He's not up for election. He's actually appointed until the end of 2022.
Yep.
So it will be entirely up to Mark. But I have no doubt that I can work very well with Mark.
Jeff, Gillon McLachlan, in my opinion, will be having his last year as AFL boss next year. Now, one of his great legacies, in my opinion, is equalisation, taking from the rich and giving to the poor. In a recent interview with Michael Warner in the Herald Sun, you talked about, you know, calling for a review of the footy department soft cap and potentially even a reversal of the distribution cuts. Do you stand by that? And how radical do you think a change like that could be?
Oh, well, I think there needs to be some degree of equalisation. I mean, the draft and the salary cap are a form of equalisation. Some clubs need more support from others, and it's up to the AFL to determine that. At Collingwood, what I want to see is that we be properly rewarded for our effort in building a great club. In relation to the soft cap, all clubs in the AFL and all directors personally sitting on boards of AFL clubs have a primary legal obligation to ensure that they provide a safe workplace for their players and employees. And I need to look harder at whether or not the restrictions imposed by the soft cap prevent the club from providing the very best environment for experienced players to be treated well for injuries and return to the playing field, and for young players to ensure that they get the very best possible pathway to success in their careers. So
yep.
Those things are fundamental, and I don't think anyone would disagree with the fact that we need to provide a safe workplace for our employees. It's a fundamental tenet of the law.
Jeff, there's also a perception in the footy industry, rightly or wrongly, that if you were to be elected president, that Eddie Maguire would still have an influence on things that happen at that footy club. Now, you've been very open about your relationship with Eddie, as Eddie has been about you. But would you seek any counsel from Eddie on football issues if you were running the club?
Look, Sam, Eddie and I are friends, and we always will be.
Yep.
I don't carry anyone's bags. Anyone that knows me knows that. This is a new and a fresh start for Collingwood. I'll be talking to people who I think can contribute from their knowledge or their expertise. And
well, Eddie would have to be one of those people, wouldn't he, Jeff?
Well, I think Eddie has a past relationship with sponsors, for instance, with government in relation to funding for works that are to be undertaken there at the Holton Centre. So if I needed to call on him to assist with some of those connections, I know I could and I know he would. But for anyone to say that that somehow compromises my leadership in the club or interferes with the mandate that a new board would have to run the Collingwood Football Club is just not right.
Well, talk to the people that are going to vote you in, Brownie, and how are you going to make Collingwood a better place for your average supporter that buys the membership?
Well, I've said what I've said about that, Jared. The practical reality is you need to really get in there and have a look around. One of the things I've committed to is a listening tour.
Yep.
To go through all aspects of the club. You know, I don't profess to have all the answers, but it goes back to the two fundamental principles that I mentioned at the start of this interview. One is leadership. If you can restore and have strong leadership of a club, I think confidence will return at all layers. And with added confidence, I think you will see improved performance. So we need to get leadership and confidence back into the club. Whatever else we need to do, I'll get around and I'll talk to people and I'll make sure that we quickly compile an agenda of the things that need to be done. We'll get into it and we'll do it.
Jordan Ngoi, have you got a viewpoint on where he stands at the present time?
Court case is tonight.
Given that the court case is tonight, I guess in some ways you're restricted. But let's say the court case finds him guilty of a minor charge. Where do you see Jordan Ngoi's future at the present time?
Well, you've set me up with a hypothetical, Jared, and you know my answer to that. And I haven't spoken to Jordan McGoey. I haven't spoken to anyone who's got any detailed knowledge of the facts surrounding what occurred in New York. And it would be foolish and improper for me to express any view about that until I know all the facts. Everybody should be listened to, all of the facts turned over, and a sensible decision made in the best interest of the football club. Now, I don't have the knowledge to be able to determine that at this stage, but maybe I might get an opportunity. It depends on what happens in the election, and it depends on what happens in the court case tonight. It's an ongoing saga, and it'll need to be dealt with if I'm fortunate enough to be elected, and if it is still continuing after I am elected.
At the very least, though, Jeff, you must be disappointed that Jordan's put himself in another precarious position.
Well, I'm not disappointed. I'm not happy about it because I don't know what led to the situation that arose. Sam, you've been in situations before where you've been drawn into things that later on you perhaps wish you hadn't have been.
Yep, definitely.
I don't know the full facts. You keep asking me questions and try to draw me into a better answer on this, but I won't prejudge
him
or the situation, or I won't prejudge the position of anyone who's alleged to be a victim of what happened.
Yep.
Can I ask you then about the AFL itself? I think you're on the record as saying you think it's time for another all-encompassing review. The last one was a couple of decades ago, done by Colin Carter. What elements of the game do you think need to be addressed?
I think the fact that we haven't had a review, a deep dive into the arrangement between clubs and the commission for over two decades really speaks for itself, Jared. But one of the things that's occurred, and as you know, I was about very early on when the AFL commission was formed. Was formed because there were parochial interests amongst all of the clubs, and they found it very difficult to make decisions for the good of the game, and chose to concentrate on their own interests. But what's happened over those two decades, I think it's very obvious to me that the quality of directors around the board tables of AFL clubs has improved dramatically, and there are outstanding directors who are attracted to and now give freely of their time to serve their football clubs. Now, those people and the quality of those people, I think should be acknowledged. And I think AFL clubs through those directors should have some, perhaps greater say in some of the strategic decisions that are made in relation to the game. And I think the commission, I have every great respect for the commission, and Gil's done a mighty job, and his staff steering through particularly difficult the last 2 years. But I think there could be a lot of useful input to be garnered from the clubs. And I think that we should revisit the power sharing between the clubs and the commission and make full use of the greater expertise that exists at the coalface, which is where the clubs operate.
Jeff, we very much appreciate you coming on. December 16, which is tomorrow week, is the big day for the Collingwood Footy Club. It's the annual general meeting. Good luck.
Thanks, Sam, and thanks, Jared. And I look forward to chatting to you, either commiserating with you if I'm unsuccessful, or celebrating with you and your listeners, and perhaps answering a little more about some of the things you've asked me if I'm fortunate enough to be elected.
We'll certainly hold you to that. And certainly one final question. When will the Collingwood Football Club next play finals under your guidance?
Oh, come on, Jared.
That's a hypothetical.
Well, it's a hypothetical question, and I'll give you a hypothetical answer as soon as possible.
Thanks, Jeff.
Good luck, Jeff. Appreciate your time.
Jeff Brown on Sports Day. Okay.